a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, what a show. So the Colin Ray concert in Kaysville. The Colin Ray Kaysville concert. It's no more. It's now the Colin Ray Grantsville concert.
The coronavirus. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Oh, it's been bubbling up since 8 o'clock this morning when we first found out the concert got yanked from Kaysville. It's moving to Grantsville. Kaysville Mayor Katie Witt wanted to hold the concert at Barnes Park next Saturday. But she got a lot of pushback from the council. So they disagreed with it and the community. And she was just live on the line with us, and she told us that she'll pack up the car and drive 54 miles away to go to the concert in Grantsville now. So in a minute, we're going to get a live interview with the Twilla County Commissioner to ask if they'll let the show go on or if they'll pour water all over it. So we're going to also talk to, we've also talked, from what I understand, to Colin Ray's manager and get his take on what's going on here in Utah. If does he still plan to come to Utah? We're going to stick around 9:50. We're going to have a live interview and an update on his position on this. So we just talked to Eric Moutsos, who is organizing the concert in Kaysville and alerted us this morning that he's moving it to Grantsville. And then we got Mayor Katie Witt of Kaysville on the line and asked her how she felt about it. And she sounded defeated to me, although she told me she wasn't. I also asked Eric Moutsos if he cared about the government at all in this, requiring things like mass gathering permits to hold events this size, because he mentioned that the event venue that he's going to hold this at can hold 10,000 people. So I'm going to play a clip. You're going to hear a portion of my question to Eric and his response. Here's what he told me. My understanding is that Twilla County would require you to have a mass gathering permit. It sounds like you don't really care.
Yeah, I don't. And the reason why I don't is because when government oversteps, like health departments and, you know, our government, Utah, when they overstep their bounds, it's up to we the people to push back and to show them that we have our rights and we have our responsibilities to provide for our families and to keep moving forward under any circumstance.
That's Eric Moutsos. He's been organizing this concert. Colin Ray is expected to be here May 30th, and it's a free concert. He said the venue out in the Grantsville area will hold 10,000 people. Now, my understanding is that if you're playing by the government rules, you need to get a mass gathering permit. So I wanted to bring on Twilla County Commissioner Sean Milne and get his take on this. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
Did you just find out about this from listening to KSL News Radio, or did they file a permit with you?
We found out moments before your program began this morning.
What's your feeling on hosting a concert that could hold, you know, maybe 10,000 people showing up during a pandemic on May 30th in Twilla County?
Yeah, certainly would cause us a little bit of concern. I mean, we all need to balance, you know, public safety with economic safety, and well, that's no different for them as it would be Country Fan Fest. You may have heard that Utah's largest music festival is Country Fan Fest, hosted out here in mm-hmm. Twilla Valley every year, and they decided to cancel a couple of weeks ago out of prudence, so it seems like it's juxtaposed compared to that, right?
No, this is definitely the opposite of that. So the concert they're saying is going to go on at a private venue in Grantsville that can, or outside of Grantsville. Give us an idea of where it's at, because Grantsville, for those of us who are familiar, and there might be some people who just moved to Utah aren't familiar, is out west. As you're heading out west toward Nevada, you come across an exit sign that says Grantsville this way in Twilla County. So is this a pretty isolated area?
It is. It's out on the west side between Grantsville and Rush Valley, the town of Rush Valley. Mm-hmm. It's a few miles from both. out in unincorporated Tooele County. Great place for, you know, some noise making and gathering of people, having a good time and revelry. So good for that sort of thing. But yeah, it's in the south end of Tooele Valley, which is, of course, right up against Salt Lake City. And, you know, normally we tout that we're so much so close and have a lot of great things for folks to do. This is certainly an interesting proposal of that.
Do you have any authority? Mr. Mustos, when he was on the line with me, the event organizer, he said that this is a private venue. They can do whatever they want. Do you have any authority?
He's correct. It's a private venue, but his situation seems a little bit confused. And take, for example, I think it would be an interesting courtroom environment if Mr. Mustos were ticketed for not wearing a seatbelt, or saying, hey, I'm just out in front of the side or on the sidewalk in front of somebody's home, and if he were, you know, harassing somebody inside their private residence. You know, we all understand there's a balance here in society, so I can appreciate that he's very passionate. I think that's admirable, but we all live in society and have to be civil about it, so it's always a balance. This is not a unique situation. We have authority with regards to mass gatherings, for sure, and I imagine that as this has been proposed to 300 businesses that would look to be, you know, advertising their wares and services, they'd likely attract, or want to at least, more than 1,000 people, and by the time he reaches that magical threshold of 1,000, you know, the health department needs to be involved to make sure there's adequate porta potties and typical, you know, sanitary conditions. Public safety, what does that mean to traffic? And under normal circumstances of even just a few months ago, it would trigger, you know, the need for permitting.
So with the move, this concert from Kaysville to Grantsville, and you're one of, is it three? Remind me, three Tooele County commissioners.
Yes. Yes,
will you approve a permit for this event?
Well, we don't know what we don't know, right? We just found out this morning he would need to be treated as equally as every other business. Again, I made a comparison with Country Fan Fest earlier. There's the racetrack that we have immediately next to Desert Peak Complex, the Utah Motorsports Complex. You know, these businesses and events are fairly typical out here, but there's a process, and so we would just welcome him to follow the same process as anybody else.
So take off your commissioner hat for a moment, Sean.
Sure.
Sean Milne, Tooele County Commissioner. And, you know, as a resident of Tooele County, do you want this concert to go on in your county in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, I love Colin Ray, so I think that would be fantastic. He's got good music, so I would, you know, love such an opportunity. That being said, if it can be done safely, that would be fantastic. But conditionally, if it can be done safely, I don't want to infect members of my community any more than anybody else would. But, you know, we want to keep our economy alive. And we, like every other community leader across the nation, has been balancing that public safety and economic safety, as tricky as it may be, looking for the right signs when data, not dates, drives our decision making to make sure that folks can safely resume, you know, normal practices. And so if he can submit the kind of planning documents and go through the process as equitably as any other business, Debbie, that would be great.
So will you
that
go?
Needs to be seen. We'll
will,
see.
Will you go?
If it could be safe, absolutely. If it could be safe.
But what does that look like in your mind? If you let's you know, split it and say 5,000 people show up. What does safety look like in your mind at a country concert? Because I've been to a lot of them, and nobody's social distancing in the past.
Right, and that's clearly part of what those are about. And if it doesn't make sense because they feel like they can't meet those safety parameters, that is obviously a challenge they would have to consider for themselves, like any restaurant or, you know, personal care facilities that have struggled with these kind of decisions over the last few weeks.
Tooele County Commissioner Sean Milne, thank you so much for jumping on the line on the Dave and Dujanovic Show about the country concert that's heading to Tooele County. Straight ahead, KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has just hung up the phone with Colin Ray's manager. So we're going to get Dan live on the line to ask him, is Colin Ray, does he even know about this controversy? I want to find out if he's just got roped into something he had no clue about, or if he's all about the Constitution too.
Dave and Dujanovic. Remember, every KSL host is as close as your Amazon Echo or Google Home speaker.
Just say, play KSL News Radio. And there's Dave and Debbie, Boyd Matheson, and Lee Lonsberry.
They're Utah's all-day companions for news,